Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is known as Gauranga, is the ocean of all conclusive knowledge in devotional service. He empowered Sri Ramananda Roy, who may be likened to a cloud of devotional service. This cloud was filled with the water of all the conclusive purports of devotional service and was empowered by the ocean to spread the water over the sea of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Thus the ocean of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became filled with the jewels of the knowledge of pure devotional service. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Charja. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktivinoda. According to his previous program, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went forward on his tour and, after some days, arrived at the place of pilgrimage known as Jayada Nisringa. Upon seeing the deity of Lord Nisringa in the temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his respectful obeisances by falling flat. Then, in ecstatic love, he performed various dances, chanted, and offered prayers. Sri Nisringa Jai Nisringa Jai Jai Nisringa Palada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa. All glories to Nisringadeva. All glories to Nisringadeva, who is the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj, and, like a honeybee, is always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face of the Goddess of Fortune. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The Goddess of Fortune is always embraced by Lord Nisringadeva. This is mentioned in the commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam written by the great commentator Srila Sridhar Swami. The following verse was composed by Srila Sridhar Swami in his commentary on the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vagisya yasya vadane lakshmir yasya chavakshasi yasyasti vidaye sambittam nisringam aham bhaje. Lord Nisringadeva is always assisted by Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and he is always embracing the goddess of fortune to his chest. The Lord is always complete in knowledge within himself. Let us offer obeisances unto Nisringadeva. Similarly, in his commentary on the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam 111, Sridhar Swami describes Lord Nisringadeva in this way. Palada Vidya Ladam Bhakti Vidyavadaranam Saradindu Ruchim Vande Purindra Vadanam Harim. Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Nisringadeva, who is always enlightening Prahlad Maharaj within his heart and who always kills the nescience that attacks the devotees. His mercy is distributed like moonshine, and his face is like that of a lion. Let me offer my obeisances unto him again and again. Ugro pi ugro evyam swabhaktanam rakeshari keshari vaswapotanam hanyesham ugra vikrama. Although very ferocious, this is one of the verses that Mahaprabhu recited, and it's also composed by Sridhar Swami in his commentary on 7.9.1 of the Bhagavatam. Ugro bhi ugro evayam swabhaktanam rakeshari keshari vaswapotanam manyesham ugra vikrama. Although very ferocious, the lioness is very kind to her cubs. Similarly, although very ferocious to non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nisringadeva is very, very soft and kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited different verses from the Shastra, The priests of Lord Nisringadeva then brought garlands and the remnants of the Lord's food and offered them to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As usual, a brahmana offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu an invitation. The Lord passed the night in the temple and then commenced his tour again. The next morning, in great ecstasy of love, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started on his tour with no knowledge of the proper direction, and he continued the whole day and night. As previously, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted to Vaishnavism many people he met on the road. After some days, the Lord reached the banks of the river Godavari. Godavari deke hoila jamuna smarana tire vana deke smriti hoilo bundhavana. When he saw the river Godavari, the Lord remembered the river Jamuna. And when he saw the forest on the banks of the river, he remembered Sri Vrindavan Dham. After performing his usual chanting and dancing for some time in this forest, the Lord crossed the river and took his bath on the other bank. After bathing in the river, the Lord walked a little distance from the bathing place and engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna. At that time, accompanied by the sounds of music, Ramananda Roy came there on a palanquin to take his bath. Many Brahmins following the Vedic principles accompanied Ramananda Roy. According to the Vedic rituals, Ramananda Roy took his bath and offered oblations to his forefathers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could understand that the person who had come to bathe in the river was Ramananda Roy. The Lord wanted so much to meet him that his mind immediately began running after him. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running after him mentally, he patiently remained sitting. Ramananda Roy, seeing the wonderful sannyasi, then came to see him. Sri Ramananda Roy then saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be as brilliant as 100 suns. The Lord was covered by a saffron garment. He was large in body and very strongly built, and his eyes were like lotus petals. When Ramananda Roy saw the wonderful sannyasi, he was struck with wonder. He went to him and immediately offered his respectful obeisances, falling down flat like a rod. The Lord stood up and asked Ramananda Roy to arise and chant the holy name of Krishna. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very eager to embrace him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then inquired whether he was Ramananda Roy, and he replied, "Yes, I am your very low servant, and I belong to the Sudra community." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Sri Ramananda Roy very firmly. Indeed, both the master and the servant almost lost consciousness due to ecstatic love. Their natural love for each other was awakened in them both, and they embraced and fell to the ground. Here's Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Ramananda Roy was an incarnation of the Gopi Vishaka. Since Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Lord Krishna himself, there was naturally an awakening of love between Vishakha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the combination of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, and the Gopi Vishakha is the principal Gopi assisting Srimati Radharani. Thus, the natural love between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awakened, and they embraced. Stamba swaira ashukampa pulaka vavarnya dunhara mukete shune gadgada krishnavarna. When they embraced each other, ecstatic symptoms, paralysis, perspiration, tears, shivering, paleness, and standing up of the bodily hairs appeared. The word Krishna came from their mouths falteringly. When the stereotyped ritualistic brahmanas who were following the Vedic principles saw this ecstatic manifestation of love, they were struck with wonder. all these brahmanas began to reflect as follows. The brahmanas thought, "We can see that this sannyasi has a luster like the effulgence of Brahman, but how is it that he's crying upon embracing a sutra, a member of the fourth caste and the social order?" They thought, "This Ramananda Roy is the governor of Madras, a highly learned and grave person, a Mahapandit, but upon touching this sannyasi, he has become restless like a madman." While the Brahmins were thinking in this way about the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw those outsiders and restrained his transcendental emotions. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Ramananda Roy was intimately related to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he can be accepted as Sajatiya, a person within the intimate circle of the Lord. The Brahmanas, however, were followers of the Vedic rituals and were not able to have an intimate connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Consequently, they are called Vijatiya Lok. In other words, they were not pure devotees. One may be a highly learned Brahmana, but if he is not a pure devotee, he is Vijatiya, an outcast, one outside devotional service. In other words, a non-devotee. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy were embracing in ecstasy, the Lord restrained his transcendental emotions upon seeing the outside of Brahmanas. Continuing, when they regained their sanity, they both sat down and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and began to speak as follows. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya spoke of your good qualities, and he made a great endeavor to convince me to meet you. Indeed, I've come here just to meet you. It is very good that even without making an effort, I have gotten your interview here. Rai Kohe, Sarvabhauma Kori Britya Gyan Paroksha Morahite Haya Savadhan. Ramananda Roy replied, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thinks of me as his servant. Even in my absence, he is very careful to do me good. By his mercy, I have received your darshan, your interview here. Consequently, I consider that today I have become a successful human being. I can see that you have bestowed special mercy upon Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Therefore, you have touched me, although I am untouchable. This is only due to his love for you. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan himself. Kahan tume shakshad ishwara narayana. Kahan muni raja sevi visya sudradava. And I am only a government servant interested in materialistic activities indeed. I am the lowest among men of the fourth class. You do not fear the Vedic injunction stating that you not associate with the Sudra. You are not contemptuous of my touch, although in the Vedas you are forbidden to associate with Sudras. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Therefore, no one can understand your purpose. By your mercy, you are touching me, although this is not sanctioned by the Vedas. You have come here specifically to deliver me. You are so merciful that you alone can deliver all fallen souls. So there's more of Ramananda Roy's speaking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and immediately seeing the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we shall end here, and Krishna willing, very soon we shall continue. Hare Krishna.